This is the exact reason Americans don't trust elections, because our president calls it rigged.
Never California, presented evidence.
It's happening
that the
right now in California.
Yeah, this is the dumbest conspiracy theory I have ever heard.
Thank you. I'm telling you all, you can just feel the desperation dripping off of MAGA Mike Johnson as he is rapidly heading for a major loss of power. The Republicans are very likely to lose the House come the midterms, meaning Speaker of the House Mike Johnson will no longer be Speaker of the House. It's like when Homelander lost his powers at the end of The Boys. That is what Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is heading towards, and that's why he's trying to sow discord and division and doubt among every possible election that he can. Today, he's sowing doubt on the LA mayoral race between Karen Bass, Nithya Raman, and Spencer Pratt. Spencer Pratt is the MAGA reality television star who is now knocked out and will not be advancing. Karen Bass and Nithya Raman will be advancing to the next stage. Republicans don't seem to know how the counting of any sort of elections works whatsoever. This is like if I were watching the Super Bowl and my team was ahead, so I go to the bathroom and go grab a snack or whatever, and then I come back and I'm like, wait a minute, my team is supposed to be ahead. When I left, my team was ahead. How come my team is now down? Yeah, that's how counting votes works and how counting the score works. We're going to be breaking this all down throughout this video. Honestly, I'm so incredibly sick of the election fraud lies that have plagued our government and institutions for the past decades. It's all a top-down effort from Donald Trump to sow doubt in every single election so he can advance his authoritarian agenda. And now we see that going downstream to even Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. If we were in a different political reality where like Mitt Romney or Mike Pence controlled the Republican Party, we wouldn't see normal or supposedly normal Republicans like Speaker of the House Mike Johnson spreading these election fraud lies, spewing vile venom out of their mouth about our institutions. But because Donald Trump is the president, every single Republican is distorted. Even the most Christian Catholic Republicans are distorted into liars who want to tear down our institutions. It's so incredibly despicable, and I want to walk through all of that. You know, I want to start off with this post where I actually ratioed John McCain's daughter, Meghan McCain. I found this to be interesting. So the other day, Trump ran out of an interview, stomped on his microphone because the interviewer kept pressing him about the election not being stolen. Meghan McCain tweeted it and said, "For whatever it's worth, people in my life who have never ever spoken about stolen elections in any capacity are now saying this about California." I'm so sorry. Is this supposed to be some sort of evidence? I responded, "Meghan, this isn't evidence of fraud. It only proves that the president's unhinged and false lies about the 2020 election have put Republicans into mass psychosis and created a permission structure to call every unfavorable election outcome rigged." Come on. And this is genuinely how I feel. I mean, I've been watching this throughout my entire young adult life. Throughout my formative years, I've been watching politicians at the highest echelons of the Republican Party claim that elections are rigged or stolen with zero evidence whatsoever. Trump even claimed the 2016 election was rigged, yet he still won. He said there were 3 million illegal voters. That's because he lost the popular vote by 3 million votes. He just is a sore loser. But this brings us down to the downstream effects of this. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson sowing doubt on California election results. He tries to act stupid, like he just doesn't understand the California election process, but it's so incredibly simple. I mean, it's only as complicated as every other election is. You know, sometimes there's delays, it takes time to count votes, but if you postmark your ballot and send it out by election day, you have 7 days for that ballot to arrive before it doesn't get counted. You cannot submit your vote late. You cannot submit your vote 1 day late, 5 days late, 10 days late. It does not work like that. But if you send out your mail-in ballot on election day or before election day, and it takes 2 to 3 days to get there, as long as it is postmarked on election day, then it is counted within 7 days. It's very simple. Let's hear how Speaker of the House Mike Johnson plays dumb and bastardizes this concept. If you appreciate these pro-democracy videos, drop a like, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed, and just know all of these lies told by Mike Johnson and Trump are out of desperation. They are sowing the seeds to try to rig the midterms or say that the midterms were rigged if they lost.
So does the tip of the iceberg.
Speaking of fraud, the president keeps saying that there's election fraud in the California mayoral race.
Is what evidence is there to prove that?
You tell me, Manu. They are counting votes weeks after the election. We have entire nations with huge populations, like India, that can count their votes in 24 to 48.
You're saying it's rigged like the president?
I'm not saying it's rigged. I'm saying it stinks to high heaven, and everybody knows that. Let's remove the appearance of impropriety. Let's have, what a concept. Let's have votes on an election the day of the election. That's what many states are able to do. I think California is playing around with this.
But what evidence is there to prove that there was rigged?
Look, I don't. Some of these efforts are so diabolical and so far upstream it is impossible to prove. But I think everybody knows instinctively something is wrong here. And that's a concern. We need people to believe in the integrity of our election system. It is critical to maintain a constitutional republic. We're going to keep working to pass the Save America Act because it requires, as you know, proof of citizenship and a photo ID to vote. Those are also 90% plus issues in public opinion, and 70% of Democrats understand that's necessary.
Aren't you all just saying that because you've lost the election because the Republicans did not win in this race? This is why you're hearing that?
Yes.
I'm saying that every leader of all parties should demand election integrity. And if somebody is opposing that, you should look at their motives. That's what
Wait a minute. We should all demand election integrity, but when you are a leader and you are saying that elections are rigged and stolen and sowing doubt in these elections with zero evidence, you are therefore undermining that trusted election and election integrity that you are calling for. The unfortunate reality is a lot of working Americans, like the people in my family, the people around me, even me and a lot of my team, we focus on politics a lot, but a lot of working Americans are struggling to even get by day to day to day. A lot of working Americans are too focused on gas prices or how they're going to pay their next rent, how they're going to pay for their kids' schooling. So the last thing on their mind is like the fake elector scheme or January 6th. You and I watching this video, we're uniquely engaged in politics. So even though we do work a lot, we're paying attention to this as well. It's much easier to talk about economics than it is to talk about stolen elections. Due to that fact, many Americans don't really care, and it's easy to sow apathy and distrust, and the Republican Party takes advantage of that. Like, look at this. Some MAGA named Tim Young posts this fake graph and says, wow, 24,000 votes and none for the non-Democrat, basically trying to imply that Spencer Pratt got zero votes in some of these districts. Thankfully, Micah Irfan comes in and says, every right-winger on this website is running with the most easily disprovable lie ever. Spencer Pratt literally received 6,000 of the votes. Elon Musk boosted the lie. I'm pretty sure J.D. Vance like boosted the lie. The Trump sons boosted. Everybody is boosting this fake lie that Spencer Pratt got zero votes in Los Angeles City, late mail. Not true. It's not true whatsoever. Spencer Pratt got votes, but Democrats just take advantage of mail-in ballots more. This goes back to what I said to Meghan McCain. I said, Meghan, this isn't evidence of fraud. It proves that the president making these lies about elections have put Republicans into mass psychosis and created a permission structure for them to lie about every unfavorable election outcome. And oh, will they lie about unfavorable election outcomes.
She pressed him, Senator, as you heard, about whether he had evidence. There's never been evidence presented in any of these cases. Do you side with the president when he speaks about this topic, or would you rather that he skip it entirely?
I think so many cases. I mean, I'm doing my investigations in terms of the corruption during COVID.
Yeah.
And there some side will say, well, there's no proof. There's no evidence. I mean, there was so much evidence of irregularities in the 2020 election, but all you have to do is say, there's no evidence, there's no proof. There are all kinds of irregularities that occur. I mean, the fact that California, how many days after the election, still can't call the resort?
But my point is there's never been anything proven on scale that would affect an election, whether it be on a national level or a big statewide election. I understand there's irregularities. There always are.
Of course. In wide-scale elections, there are going to be irregularities, but we oftentimes catch those. A lot of Republicans were pointing towards this one case in, like, Georgia where there were two dead voters that got through, but they were immediately flagged. Immediately. You have to understand, that's not a bad thing. That means the system is working as intended to flag people who are submitting fraudulent, invalid, or accidental ballots. We have systems to flag these. There has never been proven to be fraud at scale in coordinated manners between counties and elections. Elections are so, like, messy and dynamic, you can't even rig You can't even rig it like that. I worked the polls back in 2020 when Biden faced Trump. And if you've ever worked the polls on election day or primary day, you know that you have to buddy up with somebody on the other side. So I basically had to partner with a Republican, and we had to go everywhere together. Me and this Republican had to make sure everything was in check, equal, as everything should be.
But on scale, that would impact an election. I've never seen it. Which is evidence.
Yeah, I mean, people that do things cover it up. But again, I'm getting very tired of this. There is no evidence. There is no proof.
There is no evidence. There is no proof. You're tired of that. He literally just said people cover things up so we don't really know. And then he said he's sick of us not knowing.
Getting very tired of this. There is no evidence. There is no proof. There's tons of evidence. There's tons of irregularities. We need to take them seriously, because what is absolutely true is Americans on both sides do not have confidence in our elections. That's...
Oh my God. The reason why Americans on both sides don't have confidence in our elections is because of people like Donald Trump. This is him freaking the F out on Kristen Welker because she wouldn't let him slip with an election fraud lie. This is him storming out of an interview because of election fraud lies. This is the reason why Americans do not trust elections.
Election was rigged. It was a dirty election. And it's happening again right now in California.
You've never presented evidence.
It's happening right now in California. Right now, it's looking. Look at what's happening in California.
Where's the evidence to that?
It's 4 days.
The Republicans are doing well in California.
In California, it's... No, they're not. They're dropping fast because it's a rigged election. Let me tell you. It's 4 days. And they aren't even close
to
coming up with
it. That's how they count.
You know why they're doing
that?
Because they're cheating on the election.
Do you have evidence?
I'm sure you guys have seen this video by now, but he doesn't have evidence. He continues to get increasingly angrier and more red until he quite literally tears off his microphone.
Thank you, darling. Have a good time.
Mr. President, let's please, I travel.
Throws his microphone on the ground and then steps on it later.
Wisconsin, for this interview.
Destroys the microphone and walks off. Lord have mercy. I wonder why. I wonder why many Republicans in America don't trust our elections. It must be because there are irregularities that we can't name. No, it's because the President of the United States has created this permission structure for Republicans to go full schizo mode every single time they lose any sort of election. You know, Harry Enten from CNN, who I like a lot, does a really good job of debunking this conspiracy theory. And by the way, if you made it this far in the video, make sure you drop a blue heart. Make sure you watch until the very end, because that is genuinely the best way to boost videos on the Adam Mockler feed. And we've been posting a lot of good bangers over the past few days, so go watch some of the videos we made about Zohran, Hunter Biden, more and more.
End today, which it won't, but if it were to end today, the top two people advancing would be Democrats. Now, when there are Republicans all kinds of upset that this is the way California counts votes, the president says that it's rigged somehow. It's not. This is just the way they do it. But the thing is, the person who might be most upset about all of this, not a Republican, but the incumbent mayor of Los Angeles, Democrat Karen Bass. With us now is chief data analyst Harry Enten.
Listen to this.
What am I talking about here?
Yeah, this is the dumbest conspiracy theory I have ever heard, because the Democratic establishment and Karen Bass wanted Spencer Pratt in the runoff. They don't want any part to do with Nithya Raman. Why is that? Because just take a look here. Okay, mayor runoff polls, Bass versus opponent versus Pratt. Bass would have crushed Pratt by 18 points. That's what the polling showed. Look at how she does against Nithya Raman. On the other hand, Raman is ahead by 4 points. Bass has a real race on her hand if, in fact, Raman is the one who advances. And, of course, the Democratic establishment is backing Karen Bass. But versus Spencer Pratt, she was crushing him. She wanted to face Pratt. She wanted nothing to do with Raman. That's why these conspiracy theories simply put make no sense.
They make no sense. They make no sense whatsoever, unless your incentive is to try to muddy the waters, sow distrust, and plant the seed for your eventual election loss or your party's election loss. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, if you sat him down off the record and said, do you think the election was stolen? He would be like, no, of course not. There's no evidence of a stolen election. But right now, he has every incentive to play along. Just like Bill Wells, the mayor of a California town, says, in California, you get 30 days to turn in your ballot. Vote centers open days early, plus all day on election day. There is no shortage of ways to vote here, so there's no reason a ballot should be mailed in after election day and counted days, sometimes weeks later. False, 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 false. Governor Newsom's press office says the mayor is spreading misinformation. Ballots are counted if they are postmarked by election day, so long as they are received up to 7 days after. You know, because this is a big state in mail can take some time. He then says there's a lot of misinformation floating around about California's election. Check out this explainer. Let's watch a few seconds of this.
Why does it take so long to count ballots in California compared to other states? Well, essentially, California leaders have made the decision that it's more important to give more people more time to make last-minute votes than it is to count quickly, where other states have said it's more important to count quickly and not necessarily give people as many options to vote at the last minute.
Wait, can I ask you guys, which one do you like? Which one, as voters in America, if you live in America, do you prefer? I think my intuition says, even though it's nice and it gives you dopamine to count things fast and know the results, a pure democracy, which we should strive to be, which we aren't right now, would allow people to vote at the last minute, whether or not they had, you know, a job that has kept them from voting and being informed, whether they have kids or whether they don't have the means to go to the station until the very last minute. Some people literally don't have the time or the money to get to the polling station. So yeah, we should allow people to vote last minute, and then there should be rules. There should be a cutoff. Nobody is advocating for such lax laws that fraud is possible. If you are advocating for that, you're not on the same side as me. We don't want fraud. We want people to have mobility to vote and freedom to vote in a country that oftentimes underrepresents a lot of working Americans. I'm gonna leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.